So next on my list of potential top hits for AML is an old one, gemtuzumab.
Yes, just got voted by ODAC to be approved. So gemtuzumab is a drug that was approved years ago. It's an antibody drug conjugate. We've talked about those for ALL. It brings calicheamycin to a CD33 target, which is present on about 80-85% of patients with acute myeloid leukemia. It has some peculiar toxicities in terms of liver toxicity and infusional toxicity, allergic reactions, and also causing veno-occlusive disease. It was tested in a randomized trial in young patients in the United States, and it did not seem to benefit, and then it was pulled off the market. I don't think it should have been, but it was. There were some other studies that were ongoing at the same time in Europe, and they were all positive studies. And so the FDA went back to the pharmaceutical company to ask them to resubmit, and they did. And based on the data from a couple European trials, namely the Alpha done by the French cooperative group, which showed a nice statistically significant benefit in event-free survival, not overall survival, but event-free survival, the drug was voted by ODAC to be approved. And question, of course, is where we're going to use gemtuzumab. The initial strategy was using this drug as a single agent in very high doses. I think that has too much side effect. And this dosing schedule that the French cooperative group Alpha used, which is more fractionated, lower dosing, showed to be clearly more tolerable, so much less toxicity, and then obviously advantageous. That's what led to a positive vote. So I think that that is going to be established as a potential standard of care for these middle-aged, older adult patients. You know, exactly how that's going to be played out is a little bit less clear than maybe with CPX351 or some of the other targets. But I do see this agent coming back and being utilized. The other disease where we would really love to have it is in some patients with acute promyelocytic leukemia, specifically those patients with a high white count. It's nice not to have to give systemic chemotherapy the way we think of chemotherapy, and gemtuzumab can be administered with all-trans-retinoic acid and arsenic safely and effectively. So there's another indication outside of the AML realm.
Would you do that in your practice if it were available, use it instead of chemo in the higher risk APL?
So we've done that in protocols. We had a Southwest Oncology Group study that added gemtuzumab, very similar to what the MD Anderson published years ago. So for patients with high white count, you need to get the white count down while you're giving the all-trans-retinoic acid and the arsenic, or patients can develop what's called, used to be called ATRA syndrome, but now it's called APL differentiation syndrome. And so we don't have gemtuzumab, so in lieu of it, we give daunorubicin or idarubicin to try and control the counts, but it'd be nice to use this agent. When we used it in our cooperative group led by the Southwest Oncology Group, it was very easy to use, and it was very safe and effective, and the MD Anderson group has published numerous publications on that. It's also been used in the European cooperative groups. The MRC, the Medical Research Council out of the UK, have presented and published the addition of gemtuzumab for their high-risk patients with acute promyelocytic leukemia. So, and that's a long-winded answer to yes, but there's much data on the use of this in that particular, not common, risk group.